Welcome back to Match Matt, the podcast where you either gotta match something to drink, match something to burn, or match something to talk about, or match some actions. So today we have him boss up. So take a great listen to these amazing student entrepreneurs. I'm sorry, I'm ghetto, excuse me. Shout out to Titty Boy. They had me wearing a real dope shirt. I was feeling clean off a lineup and the cut, I was real crispy. But when I seen they sweatshirts, I seen them repping boss up, I was like, damn, I got a boss up too. So here is Jontez, Kavon, and Brennan, part of Boss Up Clothing. What is Boss Up Clothing? What are you guys about?
So Boss Up Clothing, we're not just a clothing line. We're more like business, community partnership. We just do a lot pretty much for the community. That's what we're really aiming to do pretty much.
Okay, so you guys doing a lot of community building, just helping people grow.
Yeah.
So how have you guys grown since starting Boss Up Clothing?
We've grown a lot because the way we do things now from before is just everything is more efficient. Cause I remember it was a time when we first started out, and let's say we had to order, you know, we wouldn't know where to get the shirts, we wouldn't know how many we need. Then on top of that, after we got it, we didn't know how we were gonna get it. Then after all that, we were gonna know if the shirt would sell or not, you know. Mm. So it's like now it's like we know what people want.
So you guys started to get into a rhythm. So what does it mean to boss up?
To boss up, it means just be better. Basically, what it is like in every sense, you can be always be better. So when somebody say boss up, that means you do better than what you're doing. Basically, so we say boss up Detroit is something like. Have pride, have a sense of pride, a sense of dignity for the city that you're in, and then do better for the city that you're in. So not only just going and getting a shirt, but actually taking heed to what the shirt says, and then have a better impact on the city that you live in. So when you say boss up, it's more like do better than what you are doing.
So it's deeper than clothes.
Sense of community for...
Right. Okay, I feel you, because, you know, we're from the same city, so I know what it means to boss up, you understand? There's nothing to it, but let's do it.
It's a term of endearment.
What's your vision as you go forward with Boss Up?
The vision is more of, like, a simple one. It's just, like, we want to start, like, helping people develop in, like, all aspects of life. Because pretty much, like, us taking on this business while we all in college, mm-hmm. coming from different paths, like, doing different things, it's, like... When we come together, we way better. It's like, why not unite and put our ideas together and develop something good just using all our ideas, because we all like working to do something. Like, you going to school for business, you going to school for interior design, you going to school for this, accounting. Like, why wouldn't I like want to use you to be able to develop my business? So all you're doing is practicing, like for real. This is free practicing while you're in college. Like, why not practice with people that you and doing what you actually want to do while they doing it? So it's like we all can prosper by just coming together for real.
Mm. So what do you start to develop after that practice? Like after that time, what do you start to notice about yourself and the people around you?
I would say you start to develop like more of a team. You know, it's like this is like people you call on, you feel me? You know, it's like who can do, you know, people ability. So you know, it's like who can do what, who can't do what, you know, who can do what quicker, who can do what better. You find out more about yourself, what you can do, and you find out about the people around you too. You know, and it's always a learning process, always.
Mm. So you all mentioned the team. So as a team, what are the steps that you have to take to really develop that kind of bond and that type of relationship?
I'd say, particularly in our situation, we all got lucky. Everybody that's in Boss Up was friends long before we even started. Boss Up was actually something that we just wanted to do on the side. They wanted to actually, like, we never thought that we'd get this big. This is something that we just had a vision for it, that would just be something that we just wanted to do, but it turned something more. Now I say, without having friends first, you wouldn't have a team. So I say definitely just build the friendship that we had, the bond we had with each other 2+ years. Like, I think I've been bringing for the past 4 years, so just having that bond, that connection, made it a lot easier to have teamwork and be cohesive, so, yeah.
So it's genuine.
Yeah,
the team is genuine, so you can't put together a bunch of skilled people, but they're not real about it. Like, it won't mesh well.
You can, but like underneath it all, it still be like a little bit animosity. Some people might not agree with something else, but here when we have the friendship, you can have open discussion. Yeah. You have actually like deliberate about stuff, mm-hmm. and then you know how no hard feelings, because you know what's better for your friend at the end of the day. because we don't have that. You got people with egos, people with everybody that think they're head bigger than someone else's. But with us, we're all just on the same page, everywhere around. Like, everyone puts in, everyone wants to put in the amount of effort. So it's just great that we just all had that friendship to lean on in case when stuff get bad. We know we got free friends at the end of the day.
Okay, for sure. I feel you. And so, what would you guys do for, like, giving advice for people who want to build a team but don't have that?
Make sure whoever you build with, you know, whoever it is out there, or whatever you do, make sure you find someone you trust. You know, like, don't just jump into it. Like, I feel like you got to go through something with someone to know, like, how stuff is going to be before, you know? Because, like, let's say y'all go through something, and then, like, you don't hear from them ever again. You feel me? It's like, boom. So, your money or whatever you invested is gone. So, just make sure you find somebody you trust. Because, like, if I didn't trust these guys, a lot could have went wrong. But, like, thank God everything is good. But, like, you know, because we all trust each other, you know, it's all good. You know, like, I can give Von money for a shirt and don't got to worry about him taking it. I can give Tez, you know, my debit card, you know, don't have to worry about him taking anything else. You know, like, I trust him with anything.
Yeah, that's he pretty much almost summed it up. But it's just, like, developing that trust is just so important because it's, like, we all in college. We all got the same, like, risk involved. Like, this money. Like, we not putting, like, little money into this. Like, we putting thousands of dollars into this company. You know what I mean? Like, thousands. Like, we are in college. You know what I mean? You don't have money to just be like, oh, this is something we venturing off in. No, we are putting money, like, thousands of dollars. Money that we all working for. While we, like, we all working for it. So it's like, it's our hard-earned money. We could be doing something else. We could be buying clothes, being crispy all the time, like everybody want to be. Like, but now we choosing to invest all our money that we can get into our own company. Every dollar. It's like, hey man, let's say I got a check for $1,000. Seven of it going to Boss Up. Like, almost off rip. Three are gonna go to the bills or whatever I want, but like seven of it's going to Boss Up to, like, whatever we gonna do to keep developing. Yeah. Like, cause why not? Like, yeah, we gotta keep it going.
I'll sign on that real quick. I pretty much haven't bought anything else new. Like, you might look at this to yourself when you're doing companies. Like, I haven't bought anything else new. Like, the only new, some new stuff is, like, stuff with the company. Anything else, like, I don't. I'd rather put it somewhere else, you know, where I know where it matters, you know. So, I just, like, you know, like he said, money. Yeah.
Facts. I feel you. That's really crazy, man. Like, a lot of people really don't have that dedication to put, like, their energy or things like that earn into something. Like, something you really have to believe in that.
Yeah.
Really to push that. You know, to say, okay, if I get $1,000 check, 700 is going to this, my, you know, my brand. Because that means that's who you are. Because you don't see it as a sacrifice. Like, you see it as, like, something that you're, like, going to do. Something that you're supposed to do. Because you can't, like, you don't want this thing to disappear.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I feel people really start to forget that. Like, how important certain things are. Like, because they really have to, like, mean it. And really have to, like, understand and believe it. Because I think that's the main thing that I notice about with people who, like, buy your brand. Is, like, they believe in you. You know what I'm saying? They believe it because they know you believe it. Like, because you do it in your everyday life. Like, you live your complete brand. It's something that's not, you know, unauthentic or anything.
Yeah.
So, like, when you have that moment of, like, wow, I really care about this. What was that moment for you?
I say the moment was probably our first order that we had. It was Brandon's birthday, and we all had to go to the city to pick up the shirts. And while we were there, we actually had to, like, put in work to even, like, fold the shirts, had the shirts done, like, make sure everything was cool with that. So I think that's why we, like, really cared about it, because, like, this was something bigger than me. It was something that I knew that these guys had passion for. So with that, it made me build passion for the thing myself, because, like, it's one thing to say, like, you want something to see, but when we see, like, who put in the work to do it, then make you change your whole mindset to where you want to do better for everybody else. So I think that was the most changing moment for me, was going to get our first order that we had. So
for me, and that's a hard question. I would say the first moment I realized it was, like, when we did this video, like, when we did this, shot the video for AT&T, it was just, like, We were downtown and, like, interacting with the people. Like, everybody just loving us down there. You know, just all kind of people. Like, not just black people. It was white, black, like, everything. Like, everybody. Like, it was a city. Like, it showed, like, the true city. Everybody going to the Lions game. Like, we out there, like, showing us love. Like, everybody trying to buy shirts. just right then and there, like trying to show love. It's just like it's bigger than us. And then like we never thought this was gonna get this far. We really just wanted it to be like we tired of spending money on everybody else designer clothes. It's like I might as well design something that I want to wear. You feel me? Like something I'm gonna always spend my money on because it's gonna be cheaper. And it's going to be something exactly what I want. Like, I can't beat it. So it's like, why keep spending money? Because we spending so much money, all our money on this design. Like, trying to look like this, trying to buy this because I like this, but it costs this much. Like, no, we could just make something that we could chill in, something that we just can vibe in. And then people started to like what we had. We dropped it, what, at the Step Show or something last year? It was at the Step Show. It was in February. Right?
Yeah.
It was at the Stro. We dropped it there. We just was like, all right, we're going to wear it. We dropped it that day. It was lit. Like, everybody was like, what they got on? Like, yeah. It was like, yeah, it's just us. And people was like, I want one. At first, we weren't even about to make it like a clothing line. It was like, we just going to be like a movement. Then it was just like, people wanted it. So it was like, now it turned into a clothing line. Like, it's like, sweet.
Right. For me, for real, I think it was when I was in the union, because like all them stores are great, because like I feel the same way about all of them. It's always like, wow. For me, I feel like I was in the union one time and I looked and I saw this girl, like she was wearing one of the shirts. I'm like, wow. I'm like, we made that. You feel me? I'm like, she's actually wearing what we made, like on some regular, you know, like just wearing it. I'm like, it felt good to see that what we worked hard for was actually paid off by her just wearing, you know. I didn't tell her anything. I was watched like, wow, you know. People wearing our shirts, so it's like it's a very good feeling for real. It's like it's a good feeling.
Yeah, man, it's definitely a good feeling, man. I love it, man. We went to the photo shoot that y'all had, you know, earlier this week. You telling me a little more about that?
Got a call from BGSU. To do a homepage shoot for real. They wanted us on a homepage. So I'm like, oh, we all lit. Like, we like, yes. Like, the homepage, like on the front page,
that's big.
People don't just get their company, you feel me? Their company, a black business, on a school's homepage.
Student, you don't get the student in there.
Student ran black. Yeah, it's a lot. Whole complicated term. Yeah, but it's just like, you don't see that. So they was like, all right, we need a shoot. Tomorrow, we got to shoot this as soon as possible. We want to get it out there. They want to get it out there while it's still booming, like why everybody like interested. And so we like, all right, for sure. So we like, dang, we going to get some people out. We going to get as many people out as we can.
Mm-hmm.
So we just start going to social media. Like, everybody, like, come out if y'all can tomorrow at 2. Like,
yeah.
And we ain't find this out until like 5 o'clock for real. So it's like, we try to get people out. And then next day, like, we had like 50-something people out there. Yeah. It was a lot of people. Nice. Put it on Snap and stuff.
And I want to say that they're like a testament to the growth that we had, because in February we were doing photo shoots where we had to like pick people. We wanted a slim amount of people that we could pick.
Mm-hmm.
But then this was something that just seeing everybody just wanting to come out, people wearing shirts like that. That's something that really just showed like the growth that we had in this small amount of time. So we can do this in 10 months, because in 10 months or 9 months, whatever. What can we do in the next year and a half? So it's something that we definitely optimistic about, looking forward to. So
how about to say on that note, the people came out. Oh, yeah. I forgot. It's gone.
Bloopers.
Cut it. It was very good.
Oh, you're making it worse. You just
make it worse. You gotta keep it, bro. It's great. I love it. It's authentic. It's authentic, bro. We always gotta keep it 100.
You don't want to talk no more. That's my man's.
Hey, bro, when I was out there, I ain't even have a damn Boss Up shirt yet. Y'all was like, put one on. I was like, hell no, I just left the gym. That shit don't smell like a motherfucker. I was like, hell no, nigga. Like, I had a vegetarian omelet this morning. Like, green peppers in there. We're back to your answer, bro.
One thing that the photo shoot was good, but one thing I really was mad about, we couldn't stress enough, like, that was a photo shoot for the BGSU homepage.
Because
some people thought it was just for us, for fun. Like, it was for fun. It was for free. But this time, it was, like, for the BGSU homepage. I wanted, like, everybody, you know, that supported us, you know, who wanted to be on there, African-Americans, whoever. I want everybody to be on there, you know. But I mean, for people who came out, shout out to them. Thank you. Yeah, but I wanted like way more people to come, you know, because like we want everybody to be on the homepage, so it's gonna be on a banner, you know. Mm. So when you type in BGU, like EDU, you're gonna see us. So yeah.
That's crazy.
It's real.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Hopefully I can get Match Mad on. They probably not gonna put Match Mad on the whole bitch. I'll be wilding on this bitch.
I don't know if they're gonna shoot that one.
No, bro. No.
We gotta get you a Match Mad t-shirt.
You feel me? I'm saying I could fuck with it, bro. I could rock a Match Mad t-shirt, bro.
Gotta get you one.
We can definitely do this, bro. I could wear them. We can go crazy. So I heard you guys do organization t-shirts as well.
Yeah, Brandon.
We make t-shirts for anybody. So whether what org you're in, one of the things that we're trying to focus on now is like getting more in towards like the Greek organization. So make sure that they can get their shirts made, whether it be Boss Up, Cube, Boss Up, Zeta, Boss Up, Elf, whatever it is. So something like that, just expanding to the more narrow class that we have, whatever. But we also want to mind those like Boss Up BSU, Boss Up NAACP, anything like that, like in any org, bro. It's something that we can do. Like people just hear it, they hear it say it, but literally whatever y'all have to do, we can do it. Like,
and it don't even have to be Boss Up. You feel me? We can just get it made for you, like
for
a
cheaper price.
We can just make it for a cheaper price. So it's like we gonna it's gonna be way cheaper than anywhere you go. I don't care where you go. We can custom make you any kind of design, any kind of thing, like anything you can think of for less than $35. Like anything you can think of, we can print it for you for less than $35.
Bro, I'm about to be so crispy. Yeah. I'm definitely going to grab
anything.
Boss Up for like, Christmas. Boss Up for Kwanzaa. Boss Up for Black Friday.
Any design you come with us, we can get it made for you.
We're open to work with anybody, you know.
Anybody.
I mean, we're still a young company, but I remember like when we were younger than this, you know, like I say in February, I remember like we didn't know where to go, who to talk to, how to get it. It's somebody say, oh, I want this. We'd be like, oh, hold on, we gotta find out how to get that for them, you feel me? And then, you know, but now like I'm saying, we're in a better time of life. You know, now we're like, oh, you want this? Hold on, I'll be back. Okay.
Trio just hit us up for 40 halves of fleeces.
Yep. Okay.
You feel me? So I'm like, it's like getting bigger. People like really hitting us up for like real orders. That's a big order.
Hell yeah.
Fleeces. Yeah. Like some trio fleeces, you know they want them to look nice. Like they want the best that they can get. So we gonna provide them with the best that they can get for the best price that they gonna need. Like the best price that they can find. Like so it's like we just outsource, like we just middleman. We just find the different areas and the best prices around, and just make it more affordable for our customers. Just so it's like, it's the cheapest way possible. Because it's like, why keep spending so much money when we can find a way to do it cheaper? Everybody want to profit so much. And you don't need to profit that much, like, to for everybody to enjoy something. People going to support you if they see you doing something genuine. You know what I mean? So it's like, why would you want to, like, why wouldn't you want to, like, knock down prices so people could support you more? You make more money at the end of the day when you do that. So it's like,
why wouldn't you want to boss up, right? Why wouldn't you want to boss up? You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. I was really thinking about that. I'm like, man, I'm about to start buying all my shit from these. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, felt like he was telling, like, is he tired of spending $70 and $200 for Kanye t-shirts? Come to boss up. So happy, you know, you guys came on here. You know, I feel like we had a really great conversation. I can't wait to see what's happening next. So y'all tell me, what's gonna happen next?
You want to talk about the photo shoot?
The photo shoot, you know, you go ahead and talk about the photo shoot, bro.
So we plan on having a really big photo shoot, something crazy. So we want to invite all the photographers on campus, all the videographers. We want to invite anybody with any talents. Like, we want to make this like a really like cool, crazy environment. Like, and so we plan on doing a little bit different. So we plan on like everybody will have to, that want to model or want to be a participant, we have to pay $10. And so like that, with that stipulation of that $10, that'll be your shirt. So like you get whatever custom shirt you want, like whatever city, Boss Up, whatever you want for that $10. And then you just got to come that day and be a part of the movement and the photo shoot. So it's like, it's custom. So usually we wouldn't charge, but like, for modeling, but since we want such in such abundance, like, so we don't have to like take such of a loss as a company, so everybody can benefit. It's best that we had a stipulation at 10. That's just paying for your exact shirt to be made just for y'all. So it's like,
and that stands up because shirts only like $25 to get, like, so right. If you paying 10 for any custom shirt you want, then that's definitely something that you want to do. That's something to just come out for, and the bigger the better. So the more people we can have, the better it'll be.
Definitely, definitely. Can you guys shout out your social media?
Our Twitter is bossup.clothing.
And then Instagram is bossup_clothing.
All right, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
No problem, thank you.
Yeah, man, I'm going to get this shirt. Hey, if y'all ain't seen me wearing this shirt, bro, this shit raw as hell, bro. Yeah. Like, it's better than the shirt you got on right now. I want you to know that. I want you to, and it's comfortable, nigga. This is literally my representation. I'm like a black fist surrounded by whiteness. Like, this has been my environment. But, you know, thank y'all so much for tuning in. We had so much fun. We're going to have some more people coming up, so stay tuned and roll up if you ain't already there.